good to hear Stefano back, her own Slandy. Nice to hear him coming back into Audio Boo. And it was really good to hear him talking about his laptop collection. I remember the model he was talking about, the Toshiba, I think it was. And yeah, that was a pretty useful piece of equipment. I became a kind of, well, let's just say that because of Stefano's boo and all the collecting and repairing that goes on in that wee workshop of his, it kind of reminded me of a number of years ago when I was working and I needed a laptop. I had a works laptop, which was used for programming the PLCs for some of the machines. But I wanted to get one that was my own, although I, you know, had carte blanche to bring the department's one home. It was basically mine, as it were, but it belonged to the company. But I wanted to have my own, and so I could run software and do other things, because the company's one was basically not to be tampered with. And to be honest with you, when you've got so many computer programs in there, or PLC programs, you really don't want to be sending anything in there that could corrupt any of the files. And so I started searching and I got one. Just by sheer luck, within a week, I was advertised as a student laptop second hand. And I went out to see it, and it looked pretty good. I think it was an Acer, and I got it for about £60, which I thought was great, because it really was. It was a lovely little machine, and everything seemed to work fine. And so I used that for about a month, and I just got a little bit nosy and started looking on the ads. That time, I really wasn't using eBay at all. In fact, I'm not even sure I did use eBay for anything at that point, if it was even in existence at that point. Clouded memory as to actual times, but it would certainly be using what we call Ad Trader or similar local advertising. And so I spotted a Toshiba. I remember that the Toshiba one, I can't remember the model, but it was a solid beast. It was a cream colour. It was absolutely solid. So I arranged to go and see the person, and they were selling it for, I think it was about £80, £90. And of course, I still had forked out for the first one. So anyway, I bought that one, brought it home. It was vastly superior to the one I had. And it actually came, if I remember right, it came with a docking station, which at that time for me was fantastic, a docking station. So anyway, I promptly put the first laptop back on the advertising pages, and I advertised it for £60. And I got so many phone calls, I thought, this has been grossed underpriced. I must have got a steal at the start. So I sold it for the £60. And I got my £60 back, which means I got the Toshiba for £20-30. And so I kept that for a little while. And I thought, wait a minute, there might be a little market here. So cutting a long story short, what I did was, rather than do what Stefano does, and that is collect them all and keep collecting and repair them all, but still keep them, I got into the swing of buying and selling on a very private basis, and on a one-to-one. I never bought one unless I'd sold one. And I went from a £40 little Acer to a £600 laptop in under a year. And that was changing them roughly every 2, 3, or 4 weeks throughout the year. And I went from a £40 one to a £600 one. And the last one was a Toshiba. And I kept that for 3 years. And it was actually worth much more than that. It was another case of someone needing money and wanted to shot a fit really quick. And I got to, through that year, I began to sense that when someone was just wanting a quick sale. And so anyway, interesting subject Stefano brought up about the laptops, but I certainly didn't go into collecting. I just, it wouldn't have been my scene, as it were. I have to say that what I did collect was PLCs for machines. I had Siemens, Mitsubishi, etc. I had so many had slave units. I had them in my garage because I would sometimes bring them home and program them here for the work, and then they would be obsolete and I would keep them here and I'd have them running in my garage. Just running, not doing things, maybe occasionally using one for a power something, just to keep them operational, keep them from stagnating, as it were. So I did have a nice wee collection of PLC controllers, but of no real use. And so, but I remember once thinking on Stefano again, when I was looking for a laptop, I went to this guy's house who had one advertised. And when I got there, he says he wanted to come into up into the attic. And I thought, wait a minute, what, went to his attic? And he had a proper ladder installed. We went up there, and it was like, well, what was it like? It was like a base station for a satellite. It was like NASA in there. Believe me, even before he put the light on, there was 1,000 twinkling lights of every colour. It was amazing. And that's just what this guy did. And similar to Stefano, only he took it one stage further. And this guy made a living. And I'm going back a number of years, a long number of years, this guy made a living from this. He bought and sold laptops and computers and network stations. And he worked with a company, that was his job, and he got this as a sideline. And after 2 years of this, he gave up his job, and this was his full-time employment. His attic was, in fact, his office, his work base, everything was there, and it was full, and he just worked from there, buying and selling all kinds of computer equipment, and it was his full-time job. So there you go, Stefano. There's a way for you to go. Do it full-time, or as much time as you can, until you make such a living that you can give up your day job. Trust me, this boy did it, and he never looked back, and I lost touch with the guy. I was in touch with him for a while, but he was still doing it 3 years after that, I remember. And so obviously it worked, but it was interesting to see all his stuff. So I can only imagine a mental picture of Stefano's little cubbyhole garage, or wherever he does it, in the garden shed, wherever he does his tinkering and repairing. So good to hear you back, Stefano, on a really interesting subject. Bye for now.